So Steve Scalise, who is the Republican Minority Whip of the U.S. House of Representatives, was busy over the weekend writing an op-ed on Sunday in the Washington Post trying to convince America why we do not need the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan that's currently being proposed by Joe Biden. And this is the plan that's got the $1,400 stimulus checks in it. It's got more money for unemployment insurance. It's going to run out on March 14th. It's got more money to help distribute the vaccines. It's got money for schools. It's all of that that's in this bill. Now, Joe Biden has said the risk here is not that we go big, but that we go too small. And Steve Scalise has said that's a false choice. We've already gone big. The money hasn't been spent. They love to say that one. And then they use buzzwords like targeted and timely to try to say, no, we've got to target this money. And it's not timely. We've got to target this stuff. But where were they? Where was all that talk in the Republican circles back when they did the tax cuts for the rich? Did you hear anybody say anything like, you know, maybe we shouldn't pass the tax cuts for the rich because that guy over there, he's a billionaire and he doesn't need a tax cut for the rich. And this company over here, they don't need to slash, we don't need to slash their taxes over here for that company because they don't pay anything anyway. And then did you hear anybody say anything like, you know what, the economy actually was doing pretty good in 2018, 2019. Maybe it's not the right time. Maybe we should hold off on doing this tax cut for the rich. No, nobody said anything like that. Nobody said a darn thing about it. They just went full steam ahead. They just did whatever the hell they wanted to do. They knew that they were going to benefit the rich and the corporations that didn't need the tax cuts. And right now, Joe Biden's actually trying to roll a lot of that back so that we don't have a deficit that's as bad as it is. So that's why it's funny to me when you hear him say something like this. And Steve Scalise said this, we have no business borrowing an additional $1.9 trillion from our children's future. Now it's about the children, right, with the Republicans? They didn't seem to care about that when they passed the tax cuts for the rich, which really added a lot to the deficits, which, as I mentioned, Joe Biden's trying to roll back, which the Congressional Budget Office says will obviously help the deficit situation by rolling back some of those tax cuts. They didn't seem to care. Republicans didn't seem to care about their children's future when they were just in the middle of this four-year wine and cheese party that Donald Trump just had, where anything they wanted got passed, tax cuts for the rich, no problem. They didn't seem to care about the children back then. It's just this epiphany that they've had ever since they've become the minority. Oh, now it's about the children. Now, oh my God. You know, all the hand-wringing and, oh, geez, you know, sweating bullets for their children's future. Back then it was just like, yeah, pass the wine. Anything goes. So, folks, the one thing I want you to know about what they're, what the arguments that they're putting forth here is that they're using old data to try to bolster their arguments. So, according to thehill.com, in this article from February 18th, not only is the GOP short-term focused and not looking forward in terms of this COVID money and how it's going to help us down the road and not just today and tomorrow, but they're using this old data. So the most recent publicly available data that's out there on COVID spending right now and the bills that we've had predates the December relief package that was passed on December 27th. So they don't even have information that's up to date to try to explain that it's not being spent. It doesn't even consider the last bill that was passed on December 27th. So everything that they say about the money hasn't been spent doesn't even, it's not current. It doesn't even consider the last COVID bill. So just bear that in mind. There is no publicly available data that shows up to the minute spending with where we are on the COVID bills. It's all old. So their arguments are just, they're just wrong. And when it comes to unspent funds, they like to bring up this about school spending. And the current COVID package has got $128.6 billion that's earmarked to help schools K through 12 reopen. Only $6 billion of that amount is going to be spent before this coming October. The rest of it is going to be stretched all the way over 2028. So the Democrats are saying, look, we're only going to use $6 billion of that this year because, yeah, we've got money that we've got from the other bills that we're going to use to get schools reopened. So they're only using a very slim sliver of that $128.6 billion this year. The rest of it is going to go to help schools yearly with this until 2028. So the other argument that they're making here is that Steve Scalise is saying that the Congressional Budget Office projected last week that the U.S. economy is going to grow by 3.7% this quarter without additional stimulus. The economy's good. We don't need it. The economy's coming back. And he points to this release by the Congressional Budget Office, but he neglects to tell you that in the next sentence, the CBO says this. Right where he got that 3.7%, the next sentence down says this. The unemployment rate gradually declines through 2026, and the number of employed people returns to its pre-pandemic level in 2024. Oh, so that means that, okay, yeah, so even though the economy is going to catch up and grow by 3.7% this year, we're not going to get to full employment until 2024, which means a lot of people are out of a job. He's obviously trying to make a point here that shouldn't be made. You know, we still need the stimulus, Steve Scalise. I mean, quit trying to be sneaky about it. Quit trying to be sleazy about it, you know, and hold the details off and try to spin something when you know darn well that the American people aren't going to be back to full employment till 2024. Then the next thing that he takes aim at, folks, is the $15 minimum wage hike from where it stands today at $7.25. Oh, don't say that too loud. $7.25. Do you notice that whenever the Republicans are talking about the minimum wage, whenever they're bringing it up, they never talk about where it is today, $7.25 an hour? It's because it's so friggin' embarrassingly low. They don't want to talk about it. They never talk about it like, yeah, that's a $7.25. What's wrong with that? That's a good wage, son. Yes, you can support a family of three on that $7.25. No, they never spin it like that. It's always like, oh my God, that $15 an hour is going to kill us. That's so high. It's terrible high. Oh my God. It's never like the $7.25 is so low. No, it's the $15 is too high. That's how they always frame it. You know, try to get them to talk about that $7.25 and they'll start talking about the weather or something like that. But Steve Scalise uses this CBO report, the Congressional Budget Office report, to say that the hike would cost 2.7 million jobs. And then he also goes on to say, why do we need that now when businesses are struggling to make payroll? Okay. So two things about that. First of all, the minimum wage hike is stretched over, what, 5 years, you know, for one. And the other point is that he's just cherry-picking information that came out of that CBO report. The CBO says that there's a 1 out of 3 chance that the number is actually between 0 and 1 million jobs cost. Uh-huh. There's 1 out of 3 chance that it's between 0 jobs lost and 1 million jobs lost. And then they say, oh yeah, by the way, there's a 1 out of 3 chance that the number is between 1 million and 2.7 million jobs lost. So out of those two things, which when you boil it down, folks, they're basically saying there's a 1 out of 3 chance that it might be 0 jobs lost and a 1 out of 3 chance that it might be 2.7. You know what? We don't really know. That's basically what they're saying. We don't know. But Steve Scalise took out the 2.7 million as if that's it, as if it's gospel. That's how they do it. It's sneaky. It's sleazy. They don't care about the American people. So what they won't tell you also, folks, is that in Florida, they actually passed the $15 minimum wage. In Florida, yes. Republican, red as it gets, Florida. And they did it over 6 years, but they did a carve-out for restaurants. So, for example, every year that the rate increases, the carve-out for restaurants, the minimum wage is actually $3 less. So when you get to the end of the 6 years, where it's $15 for everybody else, for restaurants, it's going to be $12 because they make tips. And yes, that is something that you could do nationally. And it's entirely possible that that could happen. You know, nationally, there could be a carve-out for restaurants. And the other thing that he's sneakily trying to do is make you think that once this COVID relief bill is passed, it's going to be $15 automatically. No, he doesn't say anything about it's going to be over 5 years. I don't know if it's being disingenuous. It is. It's this close to lying is what the Republicans are doing. It is disingenuous. And this is what Republicans do. I mean, they could be on the side of Americans very easily, right? And say, yes, this is what we need to do. And I've talked about this so many times. I think in the last episode I said, and until we can actually get to where we can do the easy math together and come up with the same answers between Democrats and Republicans, this nation is going to be in trouble. And this is an example of that. We need this money to recover. And until we can do the easy math all together and say, yeah, I agree, we need this COVID relief package, you know, we're going to be in trouble. It's going to be an uphill battle. So folks, whenever a Republican like Steve Scalise pops out of the woodwork and says, hi, I'm Steve Scalise, a Republican, and I'm here to help, just run like hell.